Ignite your style with the Everyday Icon Style Podcast. I'm Tiffany, your style navigator and confidant, here to lead women in corporate America on the quest to discover their timeless style. Let's revolutionize your wardrobe, empower your confidence, and embrace your inner icon. Are you ready to redefine your corporate chic? Then let's get started. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Everyday Icon Podcast. I'm your host, Tiffany, and today we're going to be talking about confidence and the journey on how to get there and gain confidence. Now, many times we think that confidence is just some fancy buzzword, but in reality, it could be the game changer in our professional world. And in today's episode, we're going to dive into the concept of confidence and how it can actually help you get to where it is you want to go, because you're not going to get where you want to go and you're not going to get to the next level in your career without it. And you would rather learn and begin to incorporate that now than finding out sometimes later, which I can say I have done. But before we get started and dive in, there is a great way, an easy way that you can begin today to build your confidence. And that, of course, is building and discovering your wardrobe. So to help get you started, I have created The Closet Confidential Part 1, Mastering Your Color Palette. The link is in the description of this episode below. It will help you get started with building your colors and choosing your colors that will make you feel good so that you can have this mix and match wardrobe. So while you're out there tackling the everyday corporate world, the one thing you can do is show up confidently in what you wear, because it is the one thing that could give you that extra boost of confidence. And wouldn't it be great to open up a closet every single day and know that no matter what you put on, it will always reflect your confidence and give you the extra confidence that you need. So be sure to click the links in the description box below. Now let's get into the episode. Let's understand what confidence really means. Confidence goes beyond just appearing self-assured, and we've seen those people. We sometimes tend to think like they're cocky. But it's more about believing in your abilities, taking calculated risk, and maintaining resilience in the face of challenges. Imposter syndrome, ring a bell, stops our confidence, and we all suffer from it. So you're not alone if you feel like, I shouldn't be here, I can't do that. You absolutely can. You just have to fight through with the resilience and the confidence, and to build your confidence to know that you can soften those imposter syndrome thoughts that come into your head. Now, I'm going to give you some tips on how you can begin to build your confidence over time. This isn't going to happen overnight, and it is going to be a process of getting out of old habits. But I promise you, taking these beginning steps will definitely help. So number one, set realistic goals. You want to break down your larger career goals into smaller achievable milestones. And when you achieve those milestones, guess what we're going to do? We're going to celebrate them. It could be easy as saying, I'm going to take Saturday off, I'm not going to do anything, and I'm going to lay on the couch, and I'm going to binge watch my favorite show, or I'm going to catch up on my reading, whatever it is that you want to do. Sometimes we take our goals and we have these huge goals, but then we don't accomplish them because we didn't break them down into smaller, obtainable, achievable goals. Sometimes people call them the small wins. And those small wins add up. Those milestones add up. And before you know it, you'll be at your destination and you'll look back and you'll be like, huh, that wasn't so bad. You'll look back at how far you've come just by taking into account and taking your big goals and breaking them down into smaller steps. And it could be a yearly goal, it could be a 5-year goal, it could be a 10-year goal, just breaking it down, knowing that guess what, you will get there, but you just have to pace it and make sure that you break everything down. Number two, embracing failure. We want to view setbacks as opportunities to learn and grow. Failure is a natural part of the journey and can help us with bouncing back even with greater resilience. I want you to think of a time that you failed at something, but you got back up and you pushed through and you made it to the other side. It's the same thing in our careers, and I know it can be a lot. I know that we can have many roadblocks. We can be frustrated. We have imposter syndrome in our ear. But I'm here to tell you, we want to learn from the lessons. We don't want to think of ourselves as failures. I want us to think of them now as learning experiences. What am I supposed to learn from this? I'll use myself as an example from where I'm working at now. What am I supposed to learn here? Because there's a reason why I'm here and I need to learn a lesson. What is it? It may not even be a lesson for me. It might be a skill that I lack in that I have to build there. So that's what I want us to think of. Is I want us to think of this as not a setback, but a set up to get us to the next level when it comes to failure. Next is developing skills. We want to continuously invest in developing our skills. This does not mean going back and getting another degree. We have those, unless it is something that you need in order to qualify to get you to the next level, or something that it's always been on your list of things to do. You don't need to go back and get another degree. So what does developing a skill mean? One, it can help you with becoming competent in what it is that you want to do. It can make you build your confidence, because once you understand and you develop a skill set, you'll be able to take that skill and you'll be like, you know what, I can do this. And you'll be able to raise your hand and say, you know what, I can do that. But what exactly does this look like? This means taking courses. You can go to your local community college. They have continuing education classes. It could be if you want to learn how to speak. That can be joining Toastmasters. It could be doing online courses. There are a plethora of ways that we can do that, that learn and gain skills. We just have to look. And most importantly, we have access to the internet. YouTube University. It's a great place. I've learned a lot there. There's also free still things that you can learn too on there. If you want to learn Excel, you can go online and learn Excel. LinkedIn Learning, if you have access to that, to where you can learn and you can take different courses to help you get in the skill that you need. Last but not least, and probably the most important one, is positive self-talk. We have to challenge the negative thoughts, imposter syndrome, and replace them with positive affirmations. So instead of saying, I'm not good at this, say, I know I'm not good at this, but I can develop this skill. I don't think that makes sense, but I hope you understand what I mean, right? You want to speak to yourself in a way that impacts your confidence. Because the way we speak to ourselves, it'll hinder us every single time. And that's where fear comes in. That's where doubt comes in. And when those creep in and they start to take over, it becomes hard. Now you really have to dig yourself out of a hole. So you want to begin to talk to yourself and flip on how you say things to yourself to make it a more impactful way. You didn't fail at it. You just know now what you need to do. I maybe need to learn how to do PowerPoint in order to do well at that presentation the next time. Or I may need to learn how to be a better communicator. So let me go over here. So see how positive talking, changing it, also will help you begin to figure out what skills do I need to develop. So all of the tips that I went over, they all kind of work together in ordering to help you achieve your goals. So now that we've come to the end, I want you to remember something about your confidence journey. It's not a destination. It's about progress, not perfection. And I hope that these tips help you embark on your own confidence journey and, of course, thrive in your professional career. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you have, please be sure to come over and let me know on Instagram. The link's in the description below. And let's have a conversation about the confidence journey. So I hope you guys have an amazing rest of your day. Stay healthy, stay safe. And of course, I will talk to you guys next week in the next episode. Bye, guys.